October 26th, 2011. Gritty girl, check out my sports box. Introduction to soccer or world football, football. I'm gonna go over formations, soccer formations, which are basically how your players are positioned on the field. No matter the formation, there's always a goalkeeper. But formations can vary. Well, they must vary depending upon how your team plays versus the opponent, how the match is going, because the formation can change during a match. You can switch up formations. So, like, there's endless possibilities of formations. An example of a 4-4-2 formation is a formation with four defenders, four midfielders, and two forwards. And this is the most widely used formation. The main strength of the 4-4-2 is the balance. Offensive attacks are combined with solid defense. The weakness is the two center players who must be supported by the midfield. The 4-4-2 is probably the first formation you will encounter as you learn how to play soccer. The 4-4-3 flat. It's a classic formation that was adapted by the 1970s great teams. It was with the 4-3-3 that West Germany won the World Cup of 74. This formation is typical for the total soccer system that was played by the Netherlands and West Germany. The mighty Barcelona of Spain has adapted this formation successfully in offensive combined with good defense work. So a 4-3 would be four a 4-3-3 would be four defenders, three midfielders, and three forwards. That's how this goes. So that's a 4-3-3 flat. A 3-4-3 flat, which would be three defenders, four midfielders, and three defenders. Okay, I'm totally big. And three forwards. So, three defenders, four midfielders, and three forwards, which is an offensive formation with very little defensive thinking. It is pretty unusual because all power is put in the offensive and you will not see many practicing it today. 3-6-1, three defenders, six midfielders, and one forward. So the 3-6-1 formation is often adapted by German teams, but it can be catastrophic if the players are not prepared to put enough work in it. The 3-4-2-1. You will not see many teams playing with a 3-4-2-1 in today's soccer. This formation is great when you want to put pressure on your opponent's midfield. However, you will also need to put big effort in defense because your team will only have three defenders. So, a 3-4-2-1. Four, five, one. A formation with big defensive thinking that is usually adapted when you know the opposing team is the big favorite to win the match. 5-2-2-1. The 5-2-2-1 is a defensive form of the 3-4-2-1 formation. The formation has 5 defenders, 2 defensive midfielders, 2 offensive midfielders that may also act as strikers, and 1 clean striker. So the fourth man is basically like the sixth man, the striker. I get it. The 4-3-3 triangular midfield. The 4-3-3 puts a holding central midfielder above 4 defenders with 2 offensive midfielders behind the center forward and 2 wingers. The wingers are the workhorses of the formation as it flexes between a 4-3-3 on attack and a 4-5-1 on defense. That is an example of a switch-up formation in a formation. Pretty rad. The 3-5-2 is one of the modern formations in soccer today, and it's primarily associated with German soccer. The formation had its biggest popularity during the World Cup in Italy, which was 1990, where Germany won the whole competition. The system was also practiced successfully during the European Cup in 1996 by the Germans. So the Germans have a hold on the 3-5-2, which would be 3 defenders, 5 midfielders, and 2 forwards. 5 midfielders. I'd say that's kind of an offensive, heavy balance. I don't know. Anyhow, it seems more offensive to me. But, right. This was Check Out My Sports Box. I think. I could be wrong. October 26th, 2011. And this is copyrighted by me, Ryan Diane Adams. Hey, baby. Mary Ann.